Fairhope Hemp CBD, Fairhope Living, Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, and At Your Door Pet Sitter. 928-9228 is the number to call. When we get you on the line, you can talk about anything you want, but please no guns, ammo, prescriptions, or businesses, and let's keep it to rescue animals only. Aside from that, pretty much anything goes. Stay on the line to make sure we get your information accurately as well, because it's Friday, TGIF to you. And we have another special guest host in the studio with us today, filling in while Mark is on vacation. We'd like to welcome to you now the American Legion Post 199 Commander and retired Marine Captain Jerry Garcia. Good morning, Jerry.
Hi, good morning, Laurie. Thank you for having me.
The first question I have to ask is how do you live with the name Jerry Garcia? I bet you get a lot of comments about that as the former lead of the Grateful Dead.
I do. You're right. It's rather entertaining in there. Of course, mine is with a G as opposed to a J, but it leads to a lot of discussions a lot of times and jokes and comments along those lines.
Right.
It's a wonderful time.
Well, we've been wanting to have you in here to talk about the restoration of the historic American Legion building, and I thought today would be the perfect day because we were waiting on a grant from the Baldwin County Legislative Delegation, and it was awarded yesterday. I have the picture up on our Facebook page. It's on the Legion's page. Tell us about that.
Well, Larry, that was a wonderful moment for us. We've been trying to do fundraising in earnest to accomplish the building revitalization effort, and the grant for $100,000 will go a long way towards assisting in that effort. The overall tab that we're looking at currently, based on the latest estimate, is about $3 million.
Goodness gracious.
It is indeed, like I said. We do have a couple of areas that we're working on already. We also applied with the Single Tax Colony in Fairhope for a grant in the amount of $500,000 that is still pending. So, The HUD, apparently there's an infusion of HUD funding that's coming into the county here, Baldwin County specifically, to assist with damages sustained during Hurricane Sally and Zeta. So we're looking forward to potentially applying for a slice of that money coming in.
That is a huge program that will have millions and millions of dollars available. Were you able to attend one of the public meetings about it recently in Bay Minette?
Actually, we there's a funny story in that. We, Joe Harmon, the finance officer for the American Legion, and myself were planning to attend. Well, we showed up in Bay Minette, and lo and behold, the Civic Center was empty. So we go next door to the office space, and one of the commissioners comes out. They happen to be having a meeting, and the lady indicated that the meeting had been postponed until September 10th.
Oh, my God. Well, they didn't send that to the media.
No, they did not.
I'm holding the press release that I announced about that meeting that was supposed to be on August 17th, but it's still a reality. They're calling it. It's got a very, very long name that basically is hurricane grant money.
It is. It's in excess of about $300 million that are coming into Baldwin County.
Baldwin County alone?
Just Baldwin County alone. I believe the overall tab of the HUD infusion money is over $500 million. $200 million are allocated to Mobile County.
That's impressive. That's awesome.
There you are. So we're looking forward to that. We are actively working with one of the representatives from ADECA. Don't recall his name right off the bat, but I spoke with him, and he gave me some insight since we were not able to have the meeting at the time. And he indicated, since the postponement was to September 10th, he continued to give me some updates and possible direction on the status of the grants. The grant funds.
Right. These were like exploratory meetings. They've got to get their ducks in a row of how they're even going to have people apply and then distribute, right?
That is absolutely correct. So this is the leading part of that effort there. The funding has been allocated, so it's probably going to be another 3 to 4 weeks, I guess, once the process fully put in place by the county commissioners and the ADECA people here in the state. But we are looking forward to seeing the request for proposals, and we'll be standing by for that.
Good, good. I forgot to mention earlier, please don't feel like you're interrupting us as usual. This is a call-in show. We're going to chat when you're not calling, but we do want you to call 928-9228. You can also send us an email or a Facebook message to put something on Swap Shop if you can't call. Just like yesterday, someone emailed a chicken coop for sale. Lots of folks wanting to start raising their own chickens and having their own eggs. And here's a chicken coop for sale with two hens. It's in Barnwell, and they want $150. Call 949-2644, 929-2644. So please call. Don't feel like you're interrupting us. Meanwhile, I guess let's step back to a little history. This building was built in the what, late 1800s?
Well, actually, it was originally put up in 1913.
Okay, I knew it was late 18 or early 19.
Yeah, and the original designation for the building was the Mobile Business Women Association or Club, and it became ultimately the American Legion after a colorful utilization throughout the years. In 1963, he became the American Legion as we know it now. Of course, the building has been revitalized, the facade changed a bit, but the basic structure remained, the underlying structure.
And then Hurricane Sally did a good bit of damage. Tell us about that.
Yes, Hurricane Sally comes along, and it wasn't so much the exterior or external damage. It was more of a water intrusion caused by the impact to the roof of one of the pine trees. Actually, it was multiple pine trees that impacted the roof. And that allowed a water intrusion. And because of the age of the building, and in the past, we never utilized the second and third floor. It was just primarily the first floor. So the second floor was primarily used for storage. The third floor was never utilized. So a lot of that part, the roof, second, and all the way through the first floor, you know, got damaged due to the water intrusion, which was significant.
And then a second wham with Zeta.
Indeed. And actually, Zeta was, you know, not quite as horrible for us in the building. It, of course, brought more rain, and but at that point, we had addressed the water intrusion issue there to mitigate that. But our pier and our Tiki Bar area certainly suffered significant damage because of the increased height of the water.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this restoration project, I hope most of our listeners have been in the building, but like you said, the first floor was where the canteen or the bar was, and the community hall where events were held, and then the second and third floor were widely unused. And I know through my involvement, there's been many ideas and proposals about how to utilize those other floors, which never came to fruition. And now this is an opportunity for the dream to come true.
That's absolutely true, Lori, because one of the concerns that we had once we got affected by Hurricane Sally in Zeta, you know, the challenge was how do we move forward? One of the issues that we had in the past, in spite of how well we did with the Tiki Bar, during the winter months, we averaged a substantial loss of money because the revenue generated, you know, by the small bar that we had on the first floor and hosting a little bit of entertainment in the back room was not enough, was not adequate. So that kind of brought forward the thought process, okay, how do we do this? How do we optimize, you know, the revenue streams for ourselves in order to remain viable? Because I'll tell you this, there's many American Legions throughout the country and VFWs that have closed because of lack of funds. And that, of course, is one of the key resources for veterans, you know, and they're in immediate need, and or their families in that matter. And that's affects the community substantially. So we're trying to avoid that to the greatest extent. So that's what led us to the thought process of briefing the membership and letting them decide whether to tear down the building, optimize it, and then the best path forward.
Was tearing down more expensive or less expensive, tearing down and rebuilding? I know the community was raised for it and said, please don't tear that iconic building down, but we have to be practical at some point.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, again, the practicality that kicked in with us, but the overall demolition of the building and the reconstruction of a new building actually would have been, you know, very close to what it's costing us right now to revitalize the current building. Of course, it's like a Christmas package. You know, once you get into the full construction or the construction design, you find a couple of things that may increase the cost, which in this case, it was primarily the foundation of the building because it's so old. But amazingly enough, the structure of the building, the basic structure, framing and such, was in excellent condition.
Yeah, back in the, I don't build them today like they did back in the day.
You know, yeah, that's so true. Yeah, so. That is so true.
So the American Legion, Post 199, is 700 South Mobile Street, right on the bay, right across from Gambino's and the VFW, in a multi-million-dollar beachfront. Was there ever the thought, let's just sell it and get another building somewhere else?
Well, to my understanding, in the past, there was a couple of offers, and they actually contemplated doing something with the property. But that has not been since Sally. Of course, we did get approached by a couple of developers, you know, making offers. And so, but the overall thought process for the membership, and including myself, is that we have such a beautiful location.
Yes.
I mean, it's one of the most beautiful locations here in Fairhope. So, it just made sense to go ahead and recapitalize on what we had and reinvest in that and prepare for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the whole thought process behind revitalizing the whole building, is to keep it in American Legion's hands for generations to come. Have the service for the veterans, families, and of course the community.
Many people, including myself, you know, have been a part of that organization and that building and that location. In my case, 32 years. Many people, of course, older than that. I know a couple of my friends would say, "Yeah, my dad used to drag me up here occasionally." And so, I mean, it's been an institution for a long time. I started as a veterans post, but most people might not realize that it's open to the public inside and out and has been for years.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. The main building was actually members and guests. And then one of the things that we decided to change a little bit, because the Tiki Bar has always been open to the public. So in order to move forward, that was part of the thought process for the revitalization. We wanted to engage the community a little bit more and utilize their source as a source of revenue, if you will, because, again, the location is priceless, and the environment that we try to promote right now is family-oriented. You can bring your dog to the Tiki Bar, you can bring your kids, and you can still have a wonderful time enjoying the music. Now, the thought process behind the building is we wanted to go ahead and have multiple sources of revenue, again, to assist us throughout the winter. And in this case, the process right now that we're contemplating in terms of our business plan is far greater, and it stands to provide a substantial amount of money once completed.
Can you get into that a little bit more?
Absolutely. One of the things that we thought about is increasing the participation and the engagement of the community to increase our revenue streams. We plan to do that by opening the first floor now as a bar restaurant, and we do have the proper licensing for that already. The second floor is kind of an event hosting venue there, you know, that is for the members and guests in the community, subsidized by membership.
So you could rent it for events.
Absolutely. Okay. Weddings, mm-hmm. birthdays, meetings, and also to engage the American Legion and other parts of the pillars that we're required to support. We could host you know, veterans job fairs and do other things other than one of the things that the joke around the American Legion is we do one thing very well right now is drinking.
And that really is kind of a misconception.
It is very much.
That's one reason you're here is to talk about the other services. But let's finish that thought. Second floor would be an event venue. Yes. And the third floor?
The third floor would be the veterans and members only. And that would allow us to retain the American Legion status in there. And that is that has to be there.
Like a VIP for
VIP, you know, that is where the exclusive membership goes in. You know, people actually have the benefits of being a member. But, you know, that said, the optimization of the other two floors is what we're looking for to go ahead and generate additional revenue. And one of the things, like the slogan that we engage is where the community meets its veterans. It plays right along with that because now we'll have, again, like I said, a bar restaurant on the first floor, event hosting facility in the second floor, which we have, like I said, other utilization in there other than event hosting. One of the things that we're looking to do is such things as yoga, you know, during the mornings. I mean, what more beautiful location would you have for a morning yoga there before, you know, engaging with the rest of your day? And then, of course, once you're there, you know, attending the bar, restaurant, or a function, it's the natural translation to looking at what we have down below, which is the tiki bar and the beach, which is one of the most prized possessions that we have there.
Yes. Yes, indeed it is, for sure. So we'll take a break and just remind folks that this is Swap Shop. Please do not feel like you are interrupting us. Give us a call at 928-9228. Our lines are open. We're speaking with Jerry Garcia, commander of the American Legion, post 199. And we'll be back with more Swap Shop next.
I am John Lake, a former councilman and resident of Daphne. On Tuesday, August 30th, you have an important chance to exercise your right to vote no for higher property taxes of 3 mils for you and your family if you live in Daphne. Are your children benefiting from the last tax increase that we are still paying for on our groceries and every purchase we make? The Baldwin County school system has received almost $500 million. That equals $18,000 per student per year. The solution for better schools is that our school system utilize the money that we are already receiving more effectively. On Tuesday, August 30th, you have an opportunity to send a message. Money does not equal better education. In these hard economic times when our budgets are under stress, with inflation being excessively high, you have the opportunity to vote no on higher taxes. I know how I stand. I will be voting no. If you live in the Daphne High School feeder pattern, vote no.
Paid for by the Common Sense Campaign, P.O. Box 211, Fairhope, Alabama.
Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory is honored to have been named the Eastern Shore Chamber's 2021 Small Business of the Year, as well as the Best of Baldwin by a vote of the public. Our goal is to help you and your loved ones share cherished memories and comfort each other during your time of loss. We will assist you with creating a highly personalized funeral or memorial service that reflects the life of your loved one. Benji and Donna Hughes and their staff are here to support you and make the process one of love, healing, and celebration. One of the best ways to make sure that all your questions and desires are taken care of is to make pre-arrangements. For more information, call us today at 621-5890 or log on to HughesFuneralHome.org. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, Pollard Road in Daphne.
Swap Shop is also brought to you by Fairhope Hemp. John MacArthur, owner of Fairhope Hemp, was our guest host on Monday. And boy, we learned a lot about cannabinoids and the legal THC, Delta 8, Delta 9, CBN, CBD, CBG. There's gummies and drinks and tinctures, and it's a really cool place. You can go talk to them about what your needs could be, whether it's anxiety or stress or inflammation or pain or recreational. And tonight would be a good time to do that. Grayson Capps and Corky Hughes are playing again tonight at Fairhope Hemp. They're at 505 Fairhope Avenue. And right there in between the post office and the library, they've got what used to be the garage. MacArthur's Garage is a big place for folks to hang out and listen to the live music. It's free, so drop by Fairhope Hemp tonight if you can, from 7 until 10 p.m. I don't mean for that to be a conflict with what might be going on at the American Legion, Jerry. I can also pull up the American Legion's page, unless you have it in front of you, and see what y'all have, because y'all always, seems like always, some kind of entertainment is happening, whether it's inside or it's outside.
Yes, and that's part of the community engagement in there. We typically have entertainment starting on Thursday through Sunday.
I missed Rebecca Berry last night.
Actually, yeah, she was not able to play.
She had
an emergency come up, We had somebody else. And because of the weather, we actually ended up moving that entertainer indoors.
Right. Mm-hmm. So tonight is open mic night on the beach from 6 until 9. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday night, tomorrow night, karaoke on the beach, 6 to 9. And then Sunday, Disco Kiss from 4 until 8 on the beach. And there's no cover for any of those.
No, there's not.
Okay. And like you said, if it's inclement weather, those can move inside.
Yes, that is correct. And that's a good point you just brought up. The reason we've been... charging a cover charge. It has been associated with the revitalization effort of the building. The reason for that is a good way for us to go ahead and do fundraising for the building reconstruction effort. So it's not our standard to go ahead and charge a fee. Typically, we may ask for a donation just to assist other endeavors. But again, the concert series for the summer was primarily geared to go ahead and do fundraising for the American Legion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And do we have a couple of more concerts still left for Labor Day?
We do. And we actually rearranged some of the schedule to optimize it and extend it for the season in here. And that will carry it through all the way. We will remain open as of now all the way through Veterans Day. And Veterans Day, we're looking to have a pretty amazing entertainment there. We call that Trop Rock. We will have Wet Willie on Friday. Then we'll have multiple performers on Saturday starting at noon. And then Sunday we will have additional performers. So that weekend is all about entertainment of the American Legion.
Wow. So Wet Willie is going to be, what is that?
That will be November 11th.
November 11th. On Veterans Day. But before that, we have a Labor Day Fair Hope concert series. Is that one still happening?
Yes, that is. On that one, we have the Tip Tops. I gotta take a look at the balance of the schedule.
Is it on there? That's the old one. I don't know if that still applies since y'all have done some rearranging.
Rearranging, yeah. The Modern Eldorados are still playing for us. Jake Hood,
we went ahead and
pulled out of the schedule because he was not able to attend.
What day the Modern Eldorados?
Modern Eldorados were scheduled for September 4th.
Okay, that is Sunday preceding Labor Day, September 4th. Tickets are how much for that one?
The Modern Eldorados will be $10. It was formerly scheduled to be $25 because Jake, who was part of the act, that has been changed now.
Okay.
So we're down to $10.
That's nice. Okay.
Sunday.
And then on Monday?
Looking at the schedule in here.
And that I know that might be subject to change too. Was it the
Tip
Tops? That
is. And that's the thing that we're looking at. But right now, that is still the Reckless Trace playing. And the cost of that is $25.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very good.